Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to Ask Pat. This is episode 858. Can't believe we're closing in on 1,000. Thank you so much for being here and for subscribing to the show. It really means a lot to me. We have a great question today coming in from Darcy, but before we get to her question, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, a company that's been helping me and serving myself and also millions of other small businesses with helping us keep track of our business finances from income to expenses, which, by the way, they could do automatically by just connecting your credit card to it. It just makes it incredibly easy to help you manage your finances and understand with various reports exactly what's going on. It's really helpful come tax season. Plus, they also help you with invoicing. I use them for invoicing as well. Under 30 seconds, it takes to create a professional looking invoice, and you can keep track of who opens them and who has paid and all that stuff. It's fantastic. If you want to check them out for 30 days for free, they're offering you that trial at freshbooks.com/askpat. And remember, make sure to enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Darcy.
Hi, Pat. My name is Darcy, and I have a website called ergonomicshelp.com where I provide online ergonomic resources specifically for HR, consultants, and as a general resource for office workers. I'm focusing right now on building my email list via ConvertKit with a lot of free downloads and blog posts, but I'm finding it difficult to get attention out there. I notice you and other mediapreneurs share information about your personal lives on podcasts, broadcast emails, and social media accounts. And I'm contemplating doing the same. What is the value and pros and cons of sharing personal information? Have you seen it translate into more subscribers? What would you recommend doing? Well, thanks again, Pat, for all that you do. You are truly a rock star. And I'm really looking forward to hearing about what you say about this. Cheers.
Hey, Darcy, thank you so much for the question. Before I answer the question, I want to tell you something about when I'm recording this. So I am sitting here at my desk. It's a Friday, 7:53 a.m. In about 3 hours, my wife and I were going to be on a plane. We're headed to San Francisco to go to a convention. And this convention is for one of our favorite TV shows called The Walking Dead. So I'm super stoked. Just trying to get a few episodes in before I leave so that I don't have to worry about them next week when I, quote, recover from the show. Now, it won't take much to recover, but it's just, you know, I like to give myself a couple extra days after a vacation or a trip to just kind of come back to life and get right back on the saddle, but not right away, and give my mind a little bit of time to just reflect on the good times that I've had. So anyway, what just happened there? So this is true. I'm about to get on a plane with my wife. The kids are at the grandparents' house. We're going to San Francisco. But even though that doesn't have anything to do with online business, it has to do with me just sharing a sliver of what's happening right now with you. And what does that do? That humanizes me. That puts, you know, it immediately kind of transformed you into the story that I was telling, which again is true. And now you know a little bit about me that, you know, oftentimes I like to take trips just with my wife, that I like to go to places related to shows that I watch and we watch together. And we're going to a convention, you know, the Walker Stalker convention. And it's going to be fun. Now, consider somebody who is a good friend. Is that something you might know about them, that they would do such a thing? Yeah. And in this online business world where everybody's fighting for each other's attention, the things that are going to help you stand out, the things that are going to help you be remembered, are the things that help you become friends with your audience. That's really what it comes down to. And so you can be as open or as closed as you want, but I do recommend sharing even tiny bits of information like that. I mean, maybe I even told that story a little bit too long. You don't even have to talk about it very much. I mean, in the beginning of each of my podcast episodes for Smart Passive Income, when you think about it, I spend 6 seconds, or my voiceover guy spends 6 seconds telling you a little random fact about me. And yeah, on the surface, it might not seem like it has anything to do with what I'm talking about, but actually it has everything to do with building a relationship. And the relationship is between myself and you guys, my audience. And in this world of online business, that's the thing you want the most, is that relationship and that trust and that bond. And when you share a little bit of your life, and again, that line is different for everybody. So don't feel like you have to start sharing, you know, where you live. I actually wouldn't recommend that in terms of like your address and stuff. Like I always mention I'm from San Diego, but even then some people don't want to go that far, and you don't have to. It could be whatever. It can be, you know, about your hobby. I remember following a guy named Jeremy Shoemaker from shoemoney.com way back in the day when I was starting out and learning about affiliate marketing. He was into UFC, and he would tweet and mention on his site every once in a while referencing, you know, UFC championship fights and bouts. And I would just, that would be a little thing where, even though I wasn't really a UFC fan, the fact that I knew that he was one, whenever I saw UFC come on, it just made me remember him, without him even having to tell me to remember him. So there are a lot of benefits to that. It won't directly translate to subscribers, although it might. Oh, I like this person because they do the same thing as me. I'm going to follow this person. Yeah, I mean, it could actually do that. But what it will do directly is help you form that relationship with your audience, therefore have them more likely to want to follow you for who you are. And you know, the last thing I want to touch on this is, don't worry about excluding people by sharing these things that other people may not relate to. Yes, there may be some people out there who say, oh, well, you talk about your kids a lot. I don't have any kids. Not really my style. And that's okay, right? Because your vibe attracts your tribe, as my good friend Chris Ducker says. And the more you can be yourself, the more likely people are going to respond to you and the way that you teach and the way that you live and the offers that you make, the products that you recommend, so on and so forth. So, you know, cons about it. Yeah, I mean, you could obviously share way too much and have it be an issue. But just use your best judgment, use common sense, and you shouldn't have to worry about anything. So, you know, Darcy, you may want to explore just by sharing a quick story related to something that happened in your life that you don't mind sharing. And remember, if you're talking about other people in your life too, you want to make sure they're okay with it as well. That's something my wife and I talk about a lot, related to us and our kids. So make sure it's okay if you're mentioning other people, but you don't even have to use the real names, but it's more about the story and how it's impacted you and the lessons that are involved with that that can help others too. So Darcy, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you. I want to offer you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. We'll send that your way. You'll hear from my assistant in the next couple weeks or so, and we'll reach out to you to get that info. And again, thank you for the question. Thank you all of you for the questions, because guess what? The show wouldn't exist without you. This is called Ask Pat, but somebody needs to be asking questions, and that's you guys. And that's why I want to create the show and why I want to feature you guys. And I want to continue to do this. And in order to submit your question, all you have to do is go to askpat.com. Just head on over there and ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Martin Luther King Jr. He says, "Human salvation lies in the hands of the creatively maladjusted." That's deep. All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.